Hi, and welcome back to Chris in the Morning, the eclectic music recommendation show hosted by me, Christopher Bingham. Did you miss me? I missed me. Where have I been? I'll tell you all about it, but first... promised you a Jazz Daddy playlist back in July, and now it's almost the end of the year. All I can say is I'm sorry. I've been busy. This year has had a lot of changes for me, and Chris in the Morning is changing as well, for the better, I hope. but we've got just enough of the year left for me to squeeze in a bit of jazz for you. That was Empty Skies by Orchestre Tout Puissant Marcel Duchamp. I hope I pronounced that vaguely correctly. And up next, we got a track from an album that really wriggled its way into my rotation this year. It's by Avishai Cohen with Sam Marsh and Mark Juliana. Enjoy. Changes. What the hell happened this year? Okay, so I left Ed's World. That's one. That's a big one. And that's given me a lot of time to focus on some longer term personal projects. I'm working on an animated short film. I'm working on a card game. And I have been proactively archiving over a decade of old videos and vlogs and footage so that I can cut together a feature length version of PBFB. Now, if you follow me on social media, on Instagram, on Patreon, you maybe know some of this stuff. And I hope you've been enjoying watching it develop, because I've really enjoyed working on it. I didn't plan for those things to completely eclipse Chris in the morning, but it turns out when you're working on three things, you know, 3 days out of the week, and then the other 2 days you have to do freelance work to make money so that you can pay your bills, it doesn't leave that much time in your schedule to record your like low budget pirate radio show. Plus, you know, this show is cursed. It's a cursed show. Kikagaku Moyo, the ultimate Japanese psychedelic band, unfortunately, sadly now disbanded. But the music lasts forever. That was from an older album called Masana Temples, which I've been particularly enjoying lately, but all their records are worth giving a spin. In honor of the episode that should have happened months ago, I have filled this playlist with lots of contemporary jazz, including a lot of Polish jazz. And it just so happens that I've taken myself away to a cabin in the woods in Poland in the dead of winter, surrounded by snow, to have a little bit of a creative retreat. I'm out here trapping rabbits for food, and starting fires with little bits of rocks and twigs. And I got my microphone and my laptop and an internet connection. And I'm feeling so energized and so productive. And here's Ebes with Jalbi. The track is called Sun. I just realized that the accidental theme of this episode's playlist is that I am not confident pronouncing any of the names of the artists. Up next, very fitting considering the temperature outside, is a track called Minus 10 Degrees by Zima Stulicia. Stulicia. They're Polish. It's kind of a buy one, get one free. I'm going to let it ride into minus 30 degrees. Following that, we're going to hear from Falcon Clow, or maybe Clue, or maybe Chloe, and then Gilad, or Gilad, Hexelman. You see what I mean? We'll be right back. the trouble I've had with this show from day one is that the internet media, self-distro, music, radio, YouTube, social media landscape just doesn't seem to be built in a way that facilitates music sharing. So for me, this last 2 years have been such a struggle with CITM because I love doing it and I really enjoy doing it. And I know that you guys listening in my Discord community and on my Patreon, I know that you guys listening to this really enjoy it and have a great time, and I want to do it for you, right? So it frustrates me when it could so easily be a system. There could so easily be a system for doing this elegantly. There's a gap in the market, as I see it, for people to be able to make this kind of show in a way that is respectful to the copyright holders, but also doesn't cost you 160 quid a year or require you to deal with like really restrictive, stupid technical issues. I have figured out a kind of gray market solution that I'm happy with, and I'm giving this show away for free. I'm giving it to you for free, and you can share it and you can give it to whoever you want. And I hope nothing else goes wrong. Chris in the Morning Forever, 6 seasons and a movie. 100 years, Chris in the Morning, CITM.show. Fucking let's get it. It's Spotify Wrapped season. What did everybody discover about themselves? I listened to a lot of Rosalía this year. And a lot of Harry Styles. Of course, Wrapped is always a bit of a problem for me because at least 45% of my listening is on CDs, is on physical media, CDs and vinyl. So most of the jazz I listened to this year, it was on CD. I listened to the new Gorillaz album like 15 times, but I did it on vinyl and Spotify doesn't know that. I listened to Rosalía a lot on Spotify before I eventually bought it physically. And I still don't own a copy of Harry's House, but I went through a real fucking phase. I went through a proper basic bitch phase where I just wanted to listen to Harry's House like every day when I woke up. So my Spotify Wrapped reveals part of the picture. And I'm curious what yours said. I genuinely want to know what you guys listened to the most this year, what your top artists were, because this is how we discover from each other, right? Fuck, like, obviously, it's marketing for Spotify at the end of the day. But I love discovering new artists any way that I can. And so if you have ones on your list that you want to share, let me know. You can comment on Patreon. You can comment on... You can let me know on the Discord, or you can tweet at me, you can threads at me, you can Instagrams me, reply to my story or whatever. Social media fucking doesn't work anymore, right? Like, what the fuck's up with that, man? When did social media, like, entirely collapse? What the fuck is going on? That was Rebirth by Gilad Hexelman feat. Ziv Ravitz. From a perfect example of an album that I listened to a dozen times this year, but not on Spotify. It's called Far Star. It's on Edition Records. I bought a CD copy for myself. I also got a record of vinyl for my father last Christmas. It's just such a beautiful record. It has a lot of personality and a lot of just a really special body of work, I think. It has been a productive, but also a chaotic year for me. And lately, I have been in a real mood to find calm and find relaxation in my downtime, particularly with music. So this episode isn't going to have the usual big crescendo. Instead, I want to keep you on this level with an absolutely beautiful piece of music called Silent World by Wolfgang Hefner. Then I got a little treat to play us out and get us in the cozy Christmassy mood. What do you say? You don't really have a choice. Thank you for listening to Chris in the Morning. Thank you for joining me on this journey of discovery. Hopefully the next episode will not be in 4 months' time. I'd like to get at least one more out before the end of the year. And I'm not ready to call this the end of season two, because that's not enough episodes. So season two is going to extend into next year, and we'll know when we get to the end of it. How about that? I hope wherever you are, and whatever time it is, you're having a good one.
Should have figured that you'd go back to New York. Don't consider me when you run back to you. Don't have to hide it, I know why you went. Said you needed space, I know better than that. Could have fought for you, but I just let you leave. Hurt too much to consider you didn't love me. The mountains of LA will weep through the night. Driving down sunsets, a terrible sight. First sign of trouble, and I bite my tongue.